Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Every Wednesday at 4 during football season, we are joined by our Odyssey NFL insider, Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider Call is brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. What's up, Baldy?
Well, guys, how are you, man? I'm, like everybody else, looking forward to Week 7, putting Week 6 in the books here and looking to move ahead, man.
Did I see, now to put football aside for one second, did I see that you were at the Sphere in Las Vegas? Did I see that online?
Well, I was. I did the Raiders game.
Okay.
You know, the Eagles were playing on Saturday night, but I was doing Texas OU on Saturday. I figured, Raiders on Sunday made a lot of sense to me, so it was a good double-double last week.
Okay.
Wow.
So I'm as a music guy, very excited to, at some point, get to Sphere for a show.
Oh,
so.
You got to go. You got to go, Spike. It's awesome, man. I saw U2 at the Sphere during the Super Bowl a couple years ago. Man, it was something else.
Yeah, it looks amazing. Friend of mine went to, anyway, no more Sphere talk. Football talk, football
okay.
talk. All right,
yeah.
Here we go. I'm getting the face from Jack, so, you know. The big word this week in Philadelphia has become predictability, right? So I saw a couple of your breakdowns about a few different Eagles plays. I think they're all third down pass plays.
Yeah.
How much of an issue? So we have mixed signals, right? We have a couple of players saying that it's an issue. We have people like you saying it's an issue. We talk to Jordan Mailata every week. He swears we're just not playing well. This is an execution issue. How big of an issue do you see it as?
Play design. I mean, it's always players over plays, but, design is important too. I mean, you look at some of these offenses and the way they're clicking right now, and there's a lot of good design to it. The Eagles aren't, they're very good in the red zone. There's a lot of good play design there. They're the best in the league at designing red zone plays right now when they get down there. They're not down there enough right now. But it's an issue. It's definitely an issue. And, the way teams are playing the Eagles defensively, they're just sitting in these clouds right now. And they're just sitting on top of these zones, and they're keeping everything in front of them. And, if you kind of run the same type plays at them, it becomes a matchup zone where it becomes man at a certain distance. And they're just sitting on top of these routes. Or there's nothing that's, making their eyes go in a different direction between pre-snap motions or anything. It's pretty simple. And so it's mirrored routes, same routes on one side as the other, and you give a Giants defensive core a chance to sit down on these routes. A bad secondary like the Giants are, they're not going to get fooled by anything, and they didn't.
I guess it's hard for us, Baldy, on the outside, and I would imagine even for yourself, to know why the concepts don't have a little bit more complexity to them. I'm just wondering, Is this an offense that's being suited and catered to Jalen and his skills or what the offensive players do there? Or is this just what the Nick Sirianni / Kevin Petullo offense is going to be like and we just have to perfect that?
That's a good question. I don't really have the answer to it. I was just doing, some research because I always think, this offense, you have the best running back in football. Why would you run RPOs? Why would you do some of the things other teams do when you have the best back? Either give it to them or go play action off it, which they don't do a lot of. But I would say that if you have the best back in football, they've got to get better at running the ball. Not just better at it, Ike.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, 26% of his runs went for a yard or less. All right? That's a quarter of his runs. But, mm-hmm. He made up for it with all the big runs. This year, 40% of his runs, 95 runs so far, 40% of them are going for a yard or less. There's just too many negative runs or runs where aren't productive. And that is between him and the offensive line. And I think that is as big an issue as anything in the passing game right now.
Okay.
Because teams just aren't really, they don't have to do much. I mean, you watch Kayvon Thibodeau just squeeze on Mulata. You watch the backside cave in. Like, you know, they had six of their 12 runs. Didn't gain more than a yard last week against the Giants for Saquon. That's too high of a percentage.
Yeah, I saw another number that this is, in terms of getting hit before the line of scrimmage, this is Saquon's getting hit before the line of scrimmage at the second highest rate of his career.
Well, and that's who I'm speaking of, Spike. Yeah.
And
that makes sense.
And for perspective for everyone listening, Saquon played behind some bad offensive lines in New York, you know?
Yeah.
It's supposed to be better here.
Yes, it's supposed to be better here. So how do you fix this? Such a weird thing to say, because there is the injury and there is one different player, but I guess we're all just trying to figure out, from a team that went, even if Becton's not here.
Yeah, has the line declined?
Yeah, from such a high point last year to such a low point this year. I can't figure out how that happens.
Well, I mean, the left guard is new in their last week, and so that's a big decline from a healthy, you know, Dickerson. So, you know, Landon hasn't been healthy all year, from the surgery and the preseason all the way through. So he's been out in and out of the line. So that's they're not as good at moving the line of scrimmage. So if you're not good at really knocking guys off the ball, there's other ways to run the ball. I mean, you can angle block, you can pull, you can fold. There's other ways to get the job done. And so I feel like they've got to start experimenting with some different styles. The power game has not been anywhere near what it was a year ago, when Mulata and Dickerson were just caving in one side of the line and Mekhi Becton was pulling, and or they'd run, you know, some counter trays with Lane and the tight end. I mean, those plays are almost non-existent right now. So, I mean, I think they got to find some different ways to run the football, and there are. I mean, I don't see any, you know, I don't see, I mean, Mulata and Lane Johnson run as well as any tackles in this league.
Yep.
And I don't see them out there running toss back and letting those guys get on the perimeter. And so I feel like they've got to change their approach a little bit here.
Yeah.
So we've talked a lot about the offense. Defense did not look great on Thursday either. And it's sort of two things. It is from a cornerback issue. There's an issue at CB2, but they're also not getting to the quarterback. You know, we've been talking about perhaps trading for an edge. Now that N'Kobe Dean is back, do you think the team should give any thought to perhaps putting Dean in there and letting Jihad Campbell do a little more edge work, and maybe they're able to get some push there?
Well, I mean, he showed that at Alabama, that he could come off the edge, you know, at times. I think he's got a great takeoff. I think he could give him some pass rush. It's certainly a need right now. They're not getting to the quarterback. They're having a blitz to do it. But I don't, you know, there could be a package for that, Spike, where N'Kobe's back there with Bond, and you know, you let Campbell come off the edge with his speed and good first step. You know, I mean, I think that's a possibility, but I don't know if that's a steady diet.
Yeah,
that's going to make a big difference. Now, they missed Nolan Smith a great deal. I don't know when he gets back, but, I mean, his speed and playmaking ability off the edge, you know, was paramount. But, you know, there's a lot of problems. I mean, Zadarius, you know, walking away from the game right now doesn't help them. They don't have good edge rushes. They're probably going to have to make a move here, I would think. You know, they're not taking the ball away. Like, they had 13 takeaways in four postseason games to win the Super Bowl. They're not taking it away right now. And obviously they have a real issue at corner, you know, whether Quinion's in there or not in there right now.
I got two questions for you, Baldy. First, are you hearing anything through your travels and your connections about Zadarius's decision to retire, other than he's, I'm assuming, just doesn't want to play football anymore? In other words, we've been trying to figure out, you know, why come back if you're going to retire in such a short time afterwards? Are you hearing anything?
No, it caught me off guard, to be honest with you. Like, I remember I did the Rams-Eagles game a couple weeks ago, and I've known Zadarius a long time. He's a great guy. He's got a smile on his face every day, upbeat guy. And, you know, I was just talking to somebody. He came, jumped on top of me, and gave me a big hug, whatever. That's Zadarius. Like, it shocked me, because it looked like, because he had other places to go, Ike. Mm-hmm. He told me this. He could have. But he was waiting for the right, and he thought the Eagles are the right place. It's been a while since he's been on a really competitive team. And so I thought this was – and he had a great first game, when they brought him in and made a bunch of plays. Mm-hmm. And then he walks away from the game. I didn't see that coming. I didn't see, injuries being the cause or desire to play. Like, I never saw any of that from him. So yeah. I don't know. I don't know what's at stake there.
Now, we're hearing that Jalen Carter was out at practice. They don't know how much he practiced or not, but he didn't play in the last game because of a heel injury. Hasn't really had a signature moment yet this year, Baldy. What are you seeing with Jalen that he hasn't necessarily been as impactful as we've seen in the past with him, as we've become accustomed to?
Well, don't sugarcoat it here. Don't sugarcoat it. I mean, he's been awful. I mean, I haven't seen anything.
Straight from the hip. Before. Shoot it. Shoot it from the hip, Dan. Shoot it.
I mean, I'm just telling you, Ike, like, he hasn't made one play. He hasn't shown any violence out there. He doesn't look like he's in great shape. He's a guy that had played last year. In a couple of games, he played every snap.
Every snap, yep. Yeah.
Every
yep.
snap. Like, you don't see defensive tackles. I mean, you see Max Crosby doing the edge. You don't see tackles do that.
Yeah.
And he played every snap in some games last year. Whether he had to or not, he did.
Yep.
You don't see the conditioning. You don't see the violence. You don't see him splitting double teams. Like, he hadn't done anything, in my mind, he was an ascending player. We thought he would be a dominant player. He doesn't look anything like that right now. So, I don't know what's going on there, but he's not been the same player. Now, I know the shoulder's been bothering him, the heel. He looks like he's a little chunky, So, the defensive coordinator's kind of called him out on that a little bit. So, there's a lot of time to get going here, but he needs to get going soon because they need him to be really good, to be anywhere near a good defense.
Yep.
What are we looking at on Sunday with this Vikings team, Baldy? They're a team, honestly, that has been out of my vision. They seem like a mid-pack team. What do we have to worry about most, aside from, I guess, Justin Jefferson on Sunday against the Vikings?
Well, I mean, Carson's been in there the last 3 weeks, and he's played pretty good. Be honest with you, I think he's really taking the coaching. He's made a lot of big plays for him, and he's playing. He's playing well now. Maybe JJ is back in there. If he is, he is. But he doesn't scare me. But they've got an elite receiving corps because Jordan Addison is back to go with Justin Jefferson, to go with Jalen Naylor, to go with the tight end. Now Aaron Jones has been out, but Jordan Mason has been just as good. And so they've got a good. They got a good running game. Defensively. Now, they led the league in takeaways a year ago. They're not anywhere near that right now. This year, they've had some injuries. Andrew Van Ginkel, Blake Cashman, some of those guys have been out. But it is, it's a defense led by Brian Flores that really started this whole blitz zero look where they're walking six, seven, eight guys up the line of scrimmage. And they're really going to challenge your protections and what you're going to do if they all come. And sometimes they back out. And they won't do it just on third down. They'll do it on first down. So they really challenge him. They haven't been as good this year against the run. They were great last year. But they haven't been quite as good this year, which is a little mystery because Javon Hargrave is in there. Jonathan Allen is in there. They thought they were going to get better up front. But teams have gashed them pretty good right now. So they're sort of a mixed bag, but they've got playmaking ability on both sides of the ball. I know that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Baldy, we appreciate you as always. We will talk to you next week, same place, same time. Thank you, Baldy.
All right, brother.
There is Odyssey NFL Insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider Calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial need. Nationwide is on your side. Two things from that call. First of all, the Jalen Carter thing was, I mean.
We got Fat Meech Goff.
Jalen Carter. Yeah, Jalen Carter not doing anything. He's right. I can't remember, aside from the field goal block, I can't remember a moment hearing his
100%
name.
100% right. Yeah. 100% right. And quite frankly, when you talk about list of disappointments through six games, individual-wise, how can he not be one of the top people?
We're talking about him as defensive player of the year.
Defensive player of the year.
Yeah.
Talking about giving him $200 million as a franchise player.
And as far as being in shape, he played, I think, the second most snaps of any tackle in football last year.
Yeah.
Second most of any tackle in football. And, you know, you wonder if, I mean, if he got a little full of himself, win the Super Bowl, come back, and then that paired with the injury gives you the nice excuse to not be prepared in the same way that you were before.
Yeah, and when injuries linger like this, something ain't, you know, if it's not something that can be surgically repaired, then how hard are you working in your rehab, you're trying to get your thing fixed and corrected. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, some things you can work your way through it, right? And find a way to be effective. And then there are times where you're saying to yourself, well, I don't feel like myself, so I can't go like I normally go. You don't push yourself.
Well, and the other thing I wonder about is when you are on the precipice of signing some big contract, how motivated do you get to play through an injury? You're worried about making it worse. And then when you start doing that, you don't perform at the same level. And the other thing he mentioned was takeaways. Now, if you remember last year, they didn't get very many takeaways in the first half of the season. Mm-hmm. It started piling up in the second half of the season. But if you don't have a secondary that can cover and you don't have a defensive line that's getting the quarterback, the only time you're getting a takeaway is when the other team screws up.
The best way for me, I've always thought, Get your takeaways going is get after the quarterback, strip sacks, force fumbles. You know, it's easier to do that than it is to get interceptions at times. You know, you get these quarterbacks that'll hold the ball out there. We're not hitting the quarterback nearly enough. How much pressure are we putting on quarterbacks? How many hurries are we getting? You say we only got, what, 8 sacks total? Something like that total? Come on, man.
Yeah, not good enough. Nope. Not good enough. 215-592-9494. Rashid in Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Rashid?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, man?
What's up, Rashid?
All right, so I got asked a question today. I was at work. And I know it's going to be crazy, but I'll just give me a second here to run my point in the hole.
Okay.
I was asked, would I trade Jalen Hurts for Josh Allen straight up?
Well,
and you said no.
I knew I was going to get
well,
yeah. let him workshop.
Okay.
Let him hear it. Let's hear it.
All right, yeah. Do your thing.
Listen, before I heard, I had to give a second because I knew somebody was going to.
Yeah, you knew it was going to be a reaction with that one.
Yeah. All right, give me a second here.
All right.
I'm not saying that Josh Allen is not capable of winning the Super Bowl. I can't say that because I will bet on it myself. I'll bet a substantial amount of money.
Right.
I'm saying I never seen him in that environment. I never seen him go to the Super Bowl. I never seen him go in the Super Bowl, even if he lost, you know, had a great game. So I don't know if he can 100%. I will bet on he would, but I'm not saying he could 100%. I've seen Jalen. Because of Jalen, I've been down Broad Street.
Yeah.
4 times. 3 for championship game wins and 1 for parade.
I was going to say, you're on Broad Street.
Because of Jalen.
Okay.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? And I've seen him, I mean, perform ungodly in 4 championship games. I've seen it. I've never seen Josh Allen do that. And it just – now listen, Jalen may never go to another one. Jalen struggles unmercifully during the regular season all the time. But when the big lights are – when the bright lights are on, that's when he do his best work. Now, I'm going to prove one more point. I'm going to run one more point, then I'm going to let you go. And I don't think I'm saying that this man – Jalen Hurts is better than who I'm about to say by any stretch of the imagination.
Oh, no.
Thomas Brady.
There it is. I was waiting for it. Yep.
Mr. Brady.
Tom Brady for like 50 touchdowns.
Let's get into it.
Oh, no. What are we getting into?
Now, listen, he had a season where he had 7 games where he did not throw a single touchdown. This is 7.
All right.
7 games, right?
Who had this season?
Mr. Brady.
Oh.
Look it up. 2003.
Really? Oh, 2003? Okay.
Yeah.
Played
uh-huh.
for like 30 years.
Look, his first game out the shoot, he had 123 yards, zero touchdowns, four picks. That's out there. That's the first game of the season. But no one cares because they went 14-2 that year and won a Super Bowl. Who cares?
That's kind of what we did with Jalen's numbers last year.
That's what I'm trying to – it's like it doesn't – during the regular season, it doesn't – matter.
Yes,
when
does.
You put the bright lights on, Jalen turns into Superman.
Well, here's the only thing, Rasheed. First of all, we got to get to the bright lights again.
Yeah.
Like, that's why the regular season sort of does matter. I understand what you're trying to say in the big picture. If there were a guarantee that we were going to be in the postseason and we could just say, you know what, when we get to the postseason, we know Jalen's going to show up and do his thing. I understand that argument. We are early enough in the season that there's no lock that we're going to make the postseason yet.
I get that, but I've never seen a season that man played that he didn't. So
that's true, too. That's true.
Okay.
That's true.
So anything I'm saying, it's just proof.
You're like, basing it. You're saying the track record. This is what his track record shows.
That's all I'm saying.
But it's okay.
So I wouldn't trade him a lot.
Yeah. Listen, they've been holding on for a while.
Okay. The track record shows that the Eagles win a lot.
Yeah.
That is what the track record shows.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you.
And we do the opposite thing with Jalen that we do with Donovan, right? Everyone says that Donovan didn't win big games, but they ignored the big games in the playoffs he did win to get to the bigger games that he lost. The Jalen thing, we do tend to ignore that in the 2023 playoffs, we got our asses kicked by the Bucks. We do tend to ignore they didn't play particularly well against the Packers last year, or even that well against the Rams. We only count the games that he did play well. We didn't count the games he didn't play well. So I agree with you. There's nothing I can say. In the Super Bowl, those two times, he played great. He played the NFC Championship game. He played great. Absolutely. But to Ike's point, you can't just say, like, he's going to show up when it matters. It all matters. I'm sorry. And it all matters. And Tom Brady had unbelievable regular seasons.
Yeah, I wouldn't even.
You're talking about like game manager early three years of his career.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just real quick, to that point.
Yeah.
Three seasons consecutively, Mr. Allen had top five offense and defense.
But his point is that he had good teams and he still didn't get to the Super Bowl.
Do you think he could beat the corpse of Josh Johnson in 22? Do you think he could beat Daniel Jones and make the Super Bowl? Or do you think that beating Mahomes and Jackson and Burrow a little tougher, I would say.
Wasn't that hard for Jalen to beat Mahomes?
Yeah, he does it all the time. Yeah.
So you told your coworker no?
Yeah, we need to get back to that part. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The moral of the story, he said no to the trade. Yeah.
Well, I'm telling Mr. Lurie not to interview you for the GM job. All right, Rasheed.
Yeah.
Later.
Yeah. All right, brother. Yeah.
This is how you know time changes things. Off season, that may have been an argument 6 months ago.
Yeah, it's tough now.
That's not an argument today. Yeah. That's really not an argument today. And don't even bring Tom Brady into this equation.
Stop,
man.
Yeah, stop with Tom Brady.
Yeah, are you kidding me?
Come on. Tom Brady?
Yeah, come on, bro.
Yeah. And the number of times that he won with whatever. It's Tom Brady.
It's Tom Brady, bro. Like, that's one guy who does not have to apologize about his career.
No. No, and but, you know, Peyton Manning shows you how important the regular season is, in that he didn't rise in the playoffs, still ended up with two Super Bowls because in there enough times to finally get there.
But he had that rap on him.
He did.
About big
he
games
did.
And postseason.
He did.
He did.
He did. 215-592-9494. It is a Wednesday. We are looking back on the career of Carson here in Philly. Do you remember?
We got Jalen is better than Josh Allen and Tom Brady.
Yes. No biggie. Let him cook. Let him cook. Had one little moment in the middle where he didn't. Do you remember the tough times with Carson Moore, or do you remember the good times? Are you rooting for him at all? Not on Sunday, of course, but just in general. 215-592-9494. We will have the new Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings coming up next.
Oh, yeah. Come
I'm
on,
very
man.
Excited for that. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.